When was the last time you lost at something? You know, you wanted to win, but it didn't turn out that way, so you ended up feeling like a loser. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Let's face it, we love to win. We're conditioned to win. And it's not just about winning, but being seen to win. And yet sometimes winning isn't winning at all. Here's what happened when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 51. When that happened, one of the followers with Jesus grabbed his sword and pulled it out. He swung it at the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Jesus said to the man, "Put your sword back in its place. People who use swords will be killed with swords. Surely you know I could ask my Father and he would give me more than 12 armies of angels." So one of Jesus' disciples draws a sword and slices off the ear of a slave. That probably seemed to the disciple to be a reasonable thing to do. After all, he was protecting God's son. But Jesus admonished the disciple, healed the slave, and allowed himself to be arrested, even though, as God's son, he had the power to stop it. And then he willingly went to a brutal death on a cross. What the disciple did looked like victory, but it wasn't, because it wasn't part of God's plan. What Jesus did looked like the biggest defeat in all of history. This miracle-working Messiah, who claimed to be the Son of God, nailed to a cross. And yet, it turned out to be the biggest victory of all time, a victory that gives you and me the gift of eternal life. Sometimes in this life, winning isn't winning at all. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus calls us to a life of sacrifice, and so often, sacrifice makes us feel like a loser. It takes wisdom to know in your heart that often, losing is winning. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.